You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Galway City used to have gay bars, but now it doesn't have any. Francis Keneally has seen this change take place. Afternoon, Francis.
Hi, how are you, Sean? How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Not too bad. Now, so when you came back from London in the early years of this century, Galway was hopping with gay bars. Is that overstating it?
No, yeah, when I came back from London in 2002. And back then, Galway had like two gay bars, and it also had the club as well. That was in 2002. But as the years went on, and you know, some, like a lot of the apps came up and stuff like that, and a lot of social media, it started to go. The community started getting smaller and smaller, and there wasn't as many people going out as there was back then.
The gay bars kind of went out of business because people weren't going out. Was that really?
Exactly? There wasn't enough support for the gay bars. The gay bars were kind of like that to be going maybe on the weekend or something like that, on the Saturday night or something, but wouldn't be necessarily going all night, if you know what I mean. How this all happened in the first place was Dara Bradley from the Connacht Tribune. He met some friends over Christmas, and they were talking about how Galway didn't have a gay bar. And he just had gone in contact with me, and he was thinking of doing a segment in their paper. And I was just saying, Galway doesn't really need a gay bar, I think, personally, because Galway is so accepting diversity that you can go into any bar in Galway, with your partner and go in and feel comfortable. So you don't necessarily need to go into a gay bar.
Do you think Galway's different then from the rest of the country in that respect?
Personally, yeah. Personally, I think Galway is a very welcoming city, and it is, and as I say, welcomes all diversity. And you can go into any of the bars in Galway and feel comfortable. And I think that's why the gay bars don't work in Galway, because there's not enough of the community to support it.
Right, so there isn't a big enough gay community in the first instance to support a gay bar.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be a kind of an economic argument, I suppose. But wouldn't it be nice occasionally, though, for, you know, to kind of meet with your tribe sort of thing and you know, be with your own people?
Yeah, but you can, as I say, you can meet in any of the bars. Any of the bars in Galway City, and it's like they there's a club on in the Roisin Dove, and the Gas, and everyone goes to that. Personally, not my age group, but there's a lot of the younger crowds that go to this. But as I was saying, that it's because of social media and because everyone is in contact on social media all the time, that not necessarily need to go. You know, as I was saying to your colleague as well, that like you do need maybe once a month, like a social gathering once a month or something like that, for our age group or for any age group. But you don't necessarily need a bar that is like a Monday to Sunday bar, because I don't think the need is out there for it.
Mm, yeah. No, because there'd be a few of them. There'd be a few of them in Dublin, obviously. You know, there's like George and the Panty Bar would be the more famous ones. Do you think that's just because Dublin is bigger, or because there's more homophobes in Dublin?
I think, Dublin is bigger. 100% Dublin is bigger. But I think as well that Galway City is a family-orientated kind of city, if you know what I mean. That it is, as I keep saying, that it's a welcoming city. And that's where you can, like, you up in Dublin, as you say, it's a bigger city. So I think that's how the bars work up there. And I don't think it's as close knit as we are down here in Galway.
Yeah, because I mean as you probably know, that like the George is there on Georgia Street, and what's commonly known as the Gay Spar is right beside it. But in recent times, like in the last few years, like you hear a lot of anecdotal reports that like drunk young fellas go up to do a bit of gay bashing, and that, you know, people, especially if people are in drag or anything like that, they're quite nervous going out now in Dublin, or they're at least hyper aware of their surroundings. So there's none of that in Galway at all.
I'm not saying there's none of it in Galway. It's not as happening as it is up in Dublin. And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen in Galway, because it does. I've heard it happen in Galway as well. But not as many cases as up in Dublin. Like me personally, I wouldn't feel comfortable up in Dublin to go from gay bar to gay bar up in Dublin walking. Whereas down in Galway, I know I'm from Galway, but for anyone to Galway, can walk around any shop street in Galway.
Yeah. Well, I
you know what I mean? Like, my whole point was is that Galway, as I say, is so welcoming and diversity and all that, that you can't feel comfortable in Galway with your partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I suppose though, if you're gay, you're not walking around with a badge saying you're gay, you know, a lot of the time. And what I described there about, you know, people being nervous outside the George is that there's people going up there to target them. And if there isn't a gay bar in Galway, there isn't a place to target LGBT people.
Yeah, but I have heard, like, when we had the gay bars in Galway, I haven't heard of any bashing around that are happening around the gay bars in Galway. Now, saying that, I have heard incidences of young crowds driving by the gay bars and egging the gay bars, but that was it. I have heard of incidents like that, of someone going out for a cigarette and coming back in and their old shoulder is covered in egg. I've heard that part.
Probably wasn't funny at the time, Francis.
Well, it kind of was, because it wasn't you. but that's all I've kind of heard of in Galway. I mean, as I say, Sean, I'm not saying it's not happening. It's just you haven't heard, it's not as much, it seems not as much as what is happening up in Dublin. As I said to you, I personally wouldn't feel safe going up in Dublin, whereas I would feel safe going around Galway. Mm. And there's other cities in the country as well that I would definitely 100% feel safe going around. Like, I've been to Cork loads of times, and I find Cork city as well, a very welcoming city as well, that I feel comfortable walking around.
Yeah. I suppose that could be just like this, even if you're gay or straight, it's just like there can be a sense of menace sometimes, you know, on a Saturday
exactly.
In the centre of Dublin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so when did the last gay bar close in Galway?
Oh, I think it was about two years ago, anyways, yeah. But down in Galway, that was the last gay bar.
Right.
That was good. But again, it was just, well, do you know, when it first opened, it was all busy and everything like that, but then it started to die down and got quieter, and there was no support of it. As I said, like, when I write back first in 2002, as there was no apps, there was nothing. So everyone was all the time in the gay bar. So that's where you were socializing, was all the time. Like, people were finishing work and then after work dropping in for one drink after work in the gay bar. But as I said, when social media started, that all kind of, that fizzled away.
Yeah.
And the community wasn't as tight and as close as it was over 20 years ago. Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
And then that's what that was my whole thing, that I was saying that it's great, but Galway doesn't, I think personally, that Galway doesn't need a gay bar, because all the bars in Galway, you can go into them. Yeah.
Yeah, because I suppose when you left Galway, when you went to London first, there wouldn't have been any gay bars in Galway.
I went to London in 1997. I went to London and there was nothing in Galway. There was no gay bars, there was no gay clubs. There was just, I remember in the back of the advertiser, the square, do you know where they used to have situation vacant and all, there'd be like an ad for, there'd be a nightclub on once a month or something like that. So there was none of that back then. And then again, Hot Press magazine used to, you know, when there was no apps, it used to be Hot Press magazine, used to be advertising all the dating apps and stuff like that. And then when I came back then in 2002, a lot more people were using the computer. It was kind of like, so they were on the apps of the computer. But, and so then the bar was busy. Like, that's when we used to all use the internet cafe. You'd be going up to the internet cafe,
yeah,
checking, you know, like, and then kind of going in and looking and praying you get a seat that nobody else is around you. And you'd be looking at the dating app. Because, again, you didn't. That's the only way that you could meet people at the time, apart from the gay bars. And the gay bars, in at that time, were really, really busy. But as more social media, it just fizzles out. And as well as that, I find personally that a lot of the younger people, the whole drink era, it kind of gone out. They're not drinking as much, if you know what I mean. They're not going out as much. They're more into their going to the cafes, going to, you know, if they meet someone online or something like that. I find from the young people that I used to be talking to friends with that what they do is they meet them in a cafe or they go, you know, to the bowling or something like that. And that the drinking here is kind of, they're not out drinking as much as they were. And it was clearly this week as well when they were saying this rag week here in Galway, Donegal Tuesday this year was really, really quiet that nobody was going out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's young people. They're going to gyms on Friday night and all sorts of...
Did you see gyms? The gyms and all of that. And that's what they're all doing. And they're not going out as much as they used to.
It's sick.
And that's another thing as well. That's why people are not going frequenting the gay bars as much as they were.
Yeah. Francis, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Francis Keneally in Galway there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.